Hi, this is Charmaine Starr, and you're on the road with Dane on WGN.
720 WGN on the road with Dane live here in the Allstate Skyline studio, high atop Chicagoland, and on the line with us now, honored to have AVN Hall of Famer, noted food and wine enthusiast, world traveler, bon vivant, and author of the new best-selling book, Happy Endings, our friend calling us live from France, the one and only Charmaine Starr. Welcome to WGN.
Hi, Dane. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you sound great. I mean, the world's getting to be a smaller and smaller place, and we, of course, cover transformative travel. We talk to people all around the world, and it sounds like you're next door.
I know. Doesn't it sound great? I mean, I feel like I'm in the U.S., but, you know, just by talking to you and speaking English.
Well, great. I know that a lot of fans and listeners so are excited to hear from you, and you've been in the news and on social media and for a bunch of different things, but all those different titles and accolades that you can add to some of the experiences that you've had, now you're adding author, right, to your to the resume and in the introduction. Let's talk about the new book.
Okay, well, yes, actually, it's something new and something I'm still working on. I finally published my first book. It's, you know, it took a long time. You know, my fiance, he's been pushing me to just write a book, you know, just an idea, because it's something to do. It's something new and it's something different now that I'm retired from the adult industry. You know, I want to basically help people. What I've learned in the business and what I experienced, you know, I want to give something. I want to do something about it. You know, I want people to benefit from what I've experienced. So I basically wrote this book about, you know, helping couples improve their sex life and how to open themselves to their sexuality and to each other and to save the relationship, basically. It's helped me in my relationships. Well, my recent relationship, and he's pushed me, you know, he's like, you have so many great ideas. You have traveled around the world. You know, you're very well experienced. Oh. I mean, you should share that to the world. So it took some time for me to write it, because there's different types of writing books. You know, there's a biography, and, you know, there's different ways. And for me, this one made more sense. Just so people can get an introduction about myself and also, you know, learn from it.
As you look at kind of the perspective that you have, and obviously, you know, you have a lot of experience, you know, in that area, and it's something that affects everybody. It affects everybody in relationships and so many different people. And I think it's a fresh voice. You know, we think about, you know, Dr. Ruth comes out, and it's all very clinical and very matter of fact. And when you can get a little bit of the romance side into it and then have somebody that obviously knows what it is they're talking about, was part of it, because you've got to figure a lot of things are going right for someone on your end and with your experience. Did you have to kind of get in there and kind of experience, like, what are other people having issues with?
Oh, yes, I did. You know, I have a lot of friends, and also, you know, I have a lot of fans out there. When I've traveled the world, also whenever I've done my feature dancing all over the country, I've met couples. And they would thank me and tell me, thank you so much for saving our relationship. And even husbands would tell me, like, thank you so much. You've opened up my wife's mind. You know, you've helped our relationship just kind of be more open. I mean, it's just, I get these different feedbacks from people, and I'm realizing, wow, okay, I guess I'm doing something good here. And, you know, I've had letters and emails from fans telling me their problems. You know, what they're having problems with their relationships, with their wife, you know, if they're having problems with their wife, even the wives would tell me about, you know, what they can do to improve their relationship with their husbands. I mean, it's just all these different ranges from everywhere. So I finally just said, okay, you know what, I'm just going to put it in a book and make it easier for people to understand. And also, you know, this is a new generation. You don't have to be so, you know, closed-minded. You know, you have to be more open. You know, it's the 21st century. You know, things out there, I mean, there's just crazy things out there on Twitter now, on Instagram. I mean, you know, and it's just like people can relate now better than before.
What I've always liked, and I think listeners have always liked, is that the career in the adult industry doesn't define you. You definitely have a voice in it, a Hall of Fame voice in it, and all of that stuff. But you've always been so much more than just, you know, maybe the work that you've done on the film side. And you mentioned as an opportunity, you know, the book is going to have some tips and some different things you can do. It's not necessarily a how-to book. You mentioned a little background on yourself. Right. So in the book, do you give a little kind of background on you as a person and a little perspective there too?
Oh, yes. In the beginning of the book, it's an introduction about myself. You know, I talk about my very first encounter with a boy and my first sexual experience. I guess people can probably relate to that. I'm just like any other person, you know, I'm shy, curious, you know, just all these things that people can relate to. And that was me, you know, but there's another side of me that I was very curious and very just kind of adventurous. So you can read a little bit about the different steps that I've led to my open sexuality, basically.
Now, for people who want to get the book, I know Amazon.com, it's an amazing way for people to get everything, including every book that's out there. Is that one of the main ways that you're doing? Are you doing any book signings around the country, too, where you can combine maybe meeting of the fans with kind of sharing the book?
There's two ways to purchase my book. You can buy it through my website, CharmaineStore.com. And that's an ebook. You get a free calendar along with that. And then you can buy it on Amazon, a paperback. And that you can order online. Easy.
People can get it. CharmaineStore.com. Very clever. And then also at Amazon as well, people can order and have the book shipped to them.
Yes. And also I am working on doing an audio. So there's different ways to order my book, but for now it's on Amazon. And also if you want the ebook where you can read it on your Kindle or your iPad or on your, you know, your phone, you can just order it on CharmaineStore.com.
Yeah, we'll have links up that for that at WGNRadio.com. And for the listeners out there that want to know, let the listeners know we're talking with Charmaine Starr, the one and only Charmaine Starr, star of stage and screen, of course, global culinary, bon vivant, and all of that stuff. But before we get done with the book side on the street cred, you want to know that your person that's helping you in your relationship with your book has got a little bit of credibility in the industry, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it last time. But the Hall of Fame is that? Are you signing out when you sign autographs? A lot of sports people do. Are you signing like HOF or Hall of Famer? Are you doing that?
Well, okay, so yes, I didn't even know they sent me an email saying that I was inducted in the Hall of Fame. You know, it's just difficult because I'm, you know, I live in France now, and it's been almost like 4 years I've been here. So I've been kind of out of the loop. I've meant to try to come back to the States to do some, you know, conventions and, you know, continue on a little bit of my, you know, the adult career. But, you know, living here in France is just, it's so different. You know, there's just so many different priorities that I have here. But with that said, you know what? When they send me an email, I was surprised and I gave them a call. They said, congratulations, you're inducted. And I was just surprised because, you know, I've left for quite some time now. So I was very honored. I was honored and surprised. And they said, where can we mail your award? And so I gave them my address here in France. And it was so heavy. I mean, when they delivered it, it literally weighed, I don't even know. It was just so heavy. I couldn't even carry it up the stairs. And I didn't know. I mean, I didn't think that this, you know, like this little award would be so heavy, but it is. But it's so beautiful because it's like, it's gold and just two couples kind of, you know, together. So it's a nice, beautiful award. I kind of place it on my my bookshelf. Nobody really kind of knows, you know, what it is. It's just like a nice gold little award there. So it's just it's such an honor just, you know, just to kind of cap my career in adult industry. I'm very honored.
And if it can kind of double as some extra artwork in the area, in the room, and I think that's a great thing too. So you mentioned, and we've talked about it, how it doesn't define you. 4 years out of that stuff now and doing, you know, films and of course all the social media stuff and the business stuff and all that. And one of your passions, your true passion that you've had the entire time has been the food world and the culinary scene and wine and food, and you travel so much and people are getting to experience and enjoy a lot of that stuff through the social media and some of the things that you post. You were recently in a place that the world, the food world, is converging in for the South Beach Sobe Wine and Food Fest. So all the biggest stars from Food Network and Cooking Channel, some of the greatest chefs from around the world converging there in a place in South Beach in the Miami food scene. And you were just there. So talk a little bit about your experience, some of the things that you tried and enjoyed when you were there.
Oh, yeah. You know, Miami is great. I mean, I've been to Miami so many times in the past years, but this year is so different because the culinary food world is just, I mean, it literally just went boom there. I mean, there's this area called Wynwood, walls where they, it's like an art district. And there's this restaurant, this particular restaurant we went to. It's called Kyu, K-Y-U. And apparently they won a James Beard Award for their gastronomy. It was really good. I love coming to Miami. There are two favorite restaurants that I always go to every time I go to Miami, and that's Nobu. You know, ever since Nobu, you know Nobu, that restaurant?
Of course.
My very first time I ever went to Nobu was back in 2003, like when it first opened in Miami. So that was over 15 years ago. So that's one restaurant that I always go to. And then the other restaurant is Mr. Chow. I love Mr. Chow. There's one in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
So I have to, you know, I've always had to try the one in Miami. So it's always good. And what else have I been to? There's this little, like during the day, my fiance and I, we just kind of go around, and I wanted to try this little sandwich spot. I guess it's a very famous in Miami. It's called La Sandwicherie. And I went on Yelp, and I guess this is like a very famous like little sandwich place, and we tried it. I mean, it's just like any other sandwich place, though, but it's not really a big deal. But I don't know. Well, I mean, I'm trying different things there, you know.
And yeah.
You know, you have to try. You can't always have a 5-star life,
right?
You know.
No, and plus too, some of the coolest places in a place like Miami or in South Beach are some of the out of the way places and some of those little spots.
Yes, yeah. So, you know, another spot that I haven't been to in so long that I really missed and loved, because, you know, sometimes it's difficult. It's like when you stay at a hotel and the breakfast is, it's okay. It's not perfect, and it's so expensive, you know. And we were there for like almost 2 weeks. So we're not going to spend $60 to $80 for breakfast every morning.
Right.
You know, that's just too much for a traveler. So, we, you know, there are like mornings where we would just go to IHOP. I mean, IHOP is, for us, it was really great because, you know, you have the, you know, the pancakes and the waffles, which we don't have here in France. So I had to show my fiance, this is America, you know, I'm not saying IHOP has the best pancakes, but they do.
They actually
have really good waffles there and pancakes.
Well, so. Here's the thing, is a little shout out to the folks at IHOP, and very international,
yeah.
Right? So it fits with the Charmaine brand at this point too. Plus,
right.
And we've got them in the Chicagoland area as well, is they've got all of those different kinds of syrups there available too. You just don't see that everywhere.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's the thing. It's like every night we did go to like nice restaurants, you know, I mean, because we want to taste everything. We want to go to different places. Like we went to STK, this really nice steakhouse, and they had like, you know, good ambiance with music. Miami has so many different like places, you know, if you want to feel fancy, if you want to feel romantic, or if you just want to just eat with friends, you know, there's so many different places there. That we couldn't, I mean, like literally every night we were out. It was amazing.
Well, we'll have, like for some of us and some of our Food Network friends and everything, there's places that have, and you mentioned it, Charmaine, you know, James Beard Award winning place, some of the best chefs in the world, and certainly converging here. And then there's fun places that just may have a Cuban sandwich or even like super dive bars. There's like the Double Deuce. It's kind of a favorite for everybody. You go in there, you feel like you're in a biker movie.
Yeah, well, yeah, there's another place, like, I mean, this wasn't really a biker place, but because we don't get barbecue here, you know, like, you know how Americans, they love the barbecue. It's like the big, the ribs and the
brisket pulled pork.
Yeah, the brisket. So we went to this place. It's kind of not north of, yeah, it's about north of Miami, and it's called Backyard Grill, and they had the best brisket. It was amazing. I guess they slow cook it for like 24 hours, you know. That's something that I, you know, we wanted to eat before we left to Miami, and this place was really, really good.
Actually, you know, yeah. During the South Beach Wine and Food Fest, the beach barbecue is going to be going on, and some of the best pitmasters from around the country are going to be there. We'll definitely put some pictures up. I'll send you some as well.
Oh, yeah.
Guy is going to be hosting it along with, you know, Martin's from Nashville and Lily Q's from Chicago, and some of the top pitmasters are going to be right there on the beach.
Yeah, so this restaurant, actually, it's really interesting because I kind of looked around, and they won awards. I guess they won an award for the best barbecue, kosher, I think it's kosher too. And
wow.
Like a few years ago. Yes, this restaurant is kosher. It's funny because I was like, oh, okay. But it was good, so.
It's great stuff. And of course, we're going to have links for all of that stuff up at WGNradio.com. And so for those people that are curious, you know, give out the website where people can go. I know it's probably CharmaineStar.com, or you got CharmaineStore.com, and then also on the travel side. So you're back in France now, but where's the next couple places you're going to be going where people will be enjoying where you're at?
Well, right now I'm going to be home. I'm going to be home for a while, and maybe in the summer I'm going to start traveling back again. But yeah, anybody wants to purchase my book, you know, the best way, the link is on my Instagram, you know, Charmaine Star. It's CharmaineStar. That's where you can just buy it directly, or on my stories on my Instagram, or on my Twitter, you know, on my bio.
We'll have those links up there. And again, Charmaine, we love what you do when it comes to food, fun, traveling, and of course now the brand new book, Happy Endings, from Charmaine Star.
Thank you so much, Dane.
And thanks for jumping on the show tonight.
Oh, it's my pleasure, and thank you for having me.